I currently have that job. As I said earlier, I work with law enforcement, and I work with county attorneys, and I work with hospital representatives. And a lot of the times when you have those tables, they don't always get along with each other. And so we need to get that information on the table. And I will tell you that I had a county that did not want to work with me. I had an office, a chief that did not think that we needed a SART team because he thinks there's no sexual assault that's happening in his county, apparently. So because he didn't want to work with other entities. And so just being able to bring that conversation to the table and be able to say, you know, we do have a problem. Let's talk it through. What is your concerns? What's my concerns? What are your other entities' concerns? And now I will tell you that man is my biggest advocate. He is the one that's at the meeting all the time. He's the one that's getting it organized. And so, yes, it may be tough at first, but it will work its way out later.
The first example that comes to my mind is through my work on the Carroll Daycare Board. I'm a member of that board, but we have an executive director who reports to us the activities that occur each month at the daycare center, gets our approval on budgets, any huge items that need to be approved. So, you know, we're listening to her recommendations and advice, but also overseeing the job that she does. Also, when I was an attorney on the Iowa Court of Appeals, in that role, I worked for two judges and would research and write the opinions for the appeals cases that came before them. And I would write a draft of the opinion, I'd send it to the judge, they'd review it, and we'd have a back and forth dialogue over whether they disagreed with me or I disagreed with them. So I'm comfortable in a role where you know, we may not always agree with those that we're working with, but able to reach a solution at the end.
I'm an elder at our church, and we have to deal with situations at our church, but also with our pastor. And he's a pretty strong-willed individual, and he's got a lot of pretty visionary ideas that we have to kind of step back sometimes and really think about: is this going to work? Is this something we want to try? Are we willing to fail with it? And so, you know, it's something that has given me a good chance to be able to work in committee and also with a figurehead is part similar to what the superintendent's like.
Number one thing for me that comes to mind would be my experience in education. You know, just being an associate principal, having teachers directly report to me, you know, that I'm evaluating, that I'm coaching up, that I want to make them better, but then I'm also giving them honest feedback. And I've been fortunate enough to be on both sides of it. You know, so I've been the administrator where I'm helping coach and teach and hire and train these teachers. I've also been the teacher. You know, so I get to see both sides of that relationship and how the communication, and that's the number one thing is the communication between the individuals, making sure it's open and honest, because I think everybody can respect that. If you're giving them open and honest feedback, that people tend to grow in a relationship that way.
A couple things I've been across is when I was on the chamber board, of course, we had the C.J. Niles retire, moved on to a different job, and I was on the group that helped hire bring Jim Gossett to town. And, of course, a lot of people remember Jim Gossett was the number two person because myself and a couple other people got outvoted for a younger gentleman from over eastern Iowa. Well, when he finally came to town and did the meeting with us, the red flags went up, and I said, this gentleman is not fit for Carroll. That's how we ended up with Jim Gossett, and I was proud to bring Jim to town because of the job he's done. Also, another thing is I was part of hiring two superintendents. I worked under three of them. I started with Dale Proctor first for 1 year, but then I was on the school board that helped bring Steve Schultz. Of course, we hired him within, and then we hired Rob Cordes within. So, you know, I've dealt with three superintendents, and you know, I've sat across the table. Have we always agreed? No, but we work it out. We get it done. And the last thing is, you know, owning your own business. As everybody out here has got their own business, they understand what that's like, dealing with the public, you know, putting fires out and different things like that. So I've run across about everything, you know, in the business world and also in the school and the chamber side of it.